AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Millions of Social Security recipients, disabled vets, and federal retirees are about to learn whether they'll get a boost in benefits next year. But it's unlikely because hikes are tied to inflation, which has been low. The government is to announce the cost of living adjustment, or COLA, this morning. Looks like that overnight protest at Baltimore City Hall is over. Police have been seen escorting the activists to vans and other vehicles. Earlier, one of the organizers, Michaela Gilliam Price, said the group wanted Interim Police Commissioner Kevin Davis to stop officers from using excessive force against peaceful protesters.
That is our first demand, that Commissioner Davis retract a statement against his aggressive stance on protesting in Baltimore City, and that he do so by following the 19 points that were outlined in our open letter that can be found on our Twitter.
Sound courtesy WMAR-TV. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump at a campaign event in Richmond, Virginia, talked about watching Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in the Democratic debate the night before.
I watched last night as Hillary and Bernie Sanders, they just couldn't give things away fast enough. And they're giving them to illegal immigrants. They want health care for illegal immigrants. They want driver's license for illegal immigrants.
But both Sanders and Clinton looked to build on their strong debate performances. Clinton picked up the endorsement of the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades during an event in suburban Las Vegas at a job training facility.
This is a mutually reinforcing cycle. We need more jobs, and then we need more people trained to do those jobs.
The computer systems used to process international travelers at airports across the U.S. went down for about 90 minutes last evening. Passengers were reporting long lines at airports in New York, Boston, Dallas, Fort Worth, and other ports of entry into the U.S. This is AP Radio News. Hospital authorities in Las Vegas are not revealing the condition of former NBA forward Lamar Odom, but Jesse Jackson, who visited, says Odom is on life support and improving. This 911 call placed by a spokesman from the Love Ranch, a legal brothel where Odom was found unconscious Tuesday, indicated drug use.
Okay, now they just add this to it. They just told me that somebody just came up to me and said that he apparently had some cocaine on and that he did this on Saturday.
The local sheriff says Odom had also taken up to 10 tabs of an over-the-counter sexual performance enhancer. The Royals are back in the American League Championship Series for the second straight year. Following a 7-2 win over Houston in Game 5, Kansas City will next face the Toronto Blue Jays, who beat the Rangers 6-3 in Game 5 of their series. Dole is recalling some of its bagged spinach distributed in 13 states. A random sample tested positive for salmonella. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.